Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Last week I shared, how do I realize that I'm stressed? How to manage stress? And the previous week, how has COVID put stress on moms and grandmas and ways to release the stress? Today, I choose to speak about understanding your current level of stress, which is the first step in taking control. My name is Denise Thompson. I have over 50 years of experience in the medical field, having worked there or having been exposed to it. I'm a best-selling author with a stress reduction book and love guiding my clients to their optimal health, which includes body, mind, and finances. Stress affects us in so many ways. Therefore, we need to find out what triggers stress in ourselves. And I cannot go into detail with everything, but I'm going to give you a few ideas of what stress actually, how stress affects us. It does affect us in relationships, with our health, business, children, our brain. How does money affect stress? So many of us have been affected by losing a job, running out of unemployment, you name it. So that's definitely money issues that affected stress. How does stress affect marriage? How does stress affect learning and education? How does stress affect your values? How does stress affect your authenticity? How does the stress affect your sleep? Very important. How does stress affect harmony in your life? And how does stress increase disease? So those are just chapters in my book that I'm the author of, but I'm not just going to focus on that. I want to go a little bit more into practicality today to give you some information that's useful, and I hope it's going to bring you a lot of value so we can actually progress and take charge and make definitely changes for the better for us. So what is PSS? It actually stands for Perceived Stress Scale. And what's so interesting about that is they have created, they as Sheldon Cohen and some of, Sheldon Cohen and some others, in 1988, they have correlated what PSS actually does, and it says stress measures, self-reported health and health service measures, health behavior measures, smoking status, help-seeking behavior. And they gave a table below. It's called the norm table for the PSS 10-item inventory. And just to give you a little bit of an overview, it's so interesting to see there's categories, and then there is the norm and the mean and the standard deviation. The categories contain gender, male, female, and then ages, 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, and 65 and older, and the race, white, Hispanic, black, or other minority. And those are just the minor things that are listed there. Saw was that people who are the most affected by stress are in the white race, and they're females, and they are 65 and older. No, not true. They are 30 to 44. And I go, wow. So 65 and older is actually only the third one. There's another one. 18 to 29 is the second highest. And then the 65 and older is the third. 45 to 54 is the fourth. And 55 to 64 is the lowest. And the standard deviation between all these different categories ranges from 5.0 with other minority to 7.2 with the Black Grace. And I go, wow, I had no clue this was so precise. And so I thought what I wanted to do with you is to actually give you a little taste so you can figure out how stressed you are. And I have a questionnaire here with 10 questions. So I need you to take a piece of paper and a pen and number it from 1 to 10. And I'm going to give you what you're going to write behind each question. So 0 equals never. And I'm going to give you the answers that you get to choose from. So 0 equals never. 1 equals almost never. 2 equals sometimes. 3 equals fairly often. And 4 equals very often. So I'm going to read you the 10 questions. And I'm going to give you just a couple of seconds for you to write down 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4. Again, 0 is never. 1 is almost never, 2 is sometimes, 3 is fairly often, and 4 is very often. So the first question is, in the last month, how often have you been upset because of something that happened unexpectedly? So right behind the number that equates your answer, between 0 and 4. Okay? Question 2, in the last month, how often have you felt that you were unable to control the important things in your life? Question 3, in the last month, how often have you felt nervous and stressed? Question 4, in the last month, how often have you felt confident about your ability to handle your personal problems? 5, in the last month, how often have you felt that things were going your way? 6, in the last month, how often have you found that you could not cope with all the things that you had to do? 7, in the last month, how often have you been able to control irritations in your life? In the last month, how often have you felt that you were on top of things? 9. In the last month, how often have you been angered because of things that were outside of your control? And 10. In the last month, how often have you felt difficulties were piling up so high that you could not overcome them? So now you should have 10 scores behind, 10 scores listed there. Add them up and figure out what the total number is. And now I'm going to share with you what those numbers mean. And I actually included the link below so you can actually retake the test for free and get the information. So it's under understanding your current level of stress in the first step in taking control, your stress score. If you're 0 to 15 with the total number, you're low stress. If you're 16 to 25, you're medium stress. And if you're 26 to 40, you're high stress. So that should give you an idea of where you're at with your stress level. And as I said, there's going to be some links in there that you will have to highlight, copy and paste into the URL to get the page up. But you can then go through it again. There is another test that I'm not going to go through. It's called the Work Stress Questionnaire. Many, many, many people that I've been talking to are stressed out due to work or lack thereof or what's going on. So that's another great test to take. And that one has 21 questions. And I did not look at the scoring of that one. But it's quite interesting to see what we can learn by actually just taking a few minutes to hone in on certain things. So did you know that there are two things that affect your stress the most? It's either personal stress or environmental stress. And it is quite interesting to see how it escalates. Personal stress is quite often much, much lower than environmental or work-related stress. You should always do something, even when the weather is too bad, for a run, don't have enough time. Do something so that there is never an excuse to do nothing. Well, this sentence is related to exercise, which is actually part of stress reduction. So I just wanted to throw that out. There's so many things. I have a gazillion pieces of information, and obviously I can't share them all right now, but we can hone in more in detail personally if you choose to work with me then. So what I wanted to share, though, are some stress and anxiety factors. Research confirms that stress and anxiety are the number one reasons responsible for poor sleep. And honestly, I can attest to that. When my husband got called out to work in the middle of the night due to emergencies, with the skills he has to go in and fix things for operations, and it's just really stressful on me to know that he gets up in the middle of the night, tries to come home and sleep a little bit, but because he was up and worked, he can't go back and continues working. Sometimes doesn't even come home till the next day between 3 and 5 p.m. So he worked 12 to 16 hours nonstop, and that's scary, especially with the work he's doing. So I used to stress out over it. And how did I know that? I knew it, how it affected my blood sugar, how it affected the weight, how it affected my mental health and everything else. And that's why I am so passionate about talking these things, about these things, because I would like to help you prevent things that I've gone through and give you tools and ways to avoid excess stress that you really don't have to take on. There's always, always a way to figure out, can you control the stress, or does the stress control you? So now I'm controlling the stress because I decided I need to sleep well in order to do, be, and give my best every day. And so if he has to go to work, he has to go to work, and he just has to figure out, can get his sleep in, so he is good for the next day. That's not up to me to do for him. He's an adult, and he can do it himself. So that doesn't mean, you know, we're demeaning somebody or we're taking over, but it means we are learning to decide, are we in control or is stress in control of us? So that's a good one. And there are some little tools that help us actually they're easy ways to consciously calm our minds. The first one is take control of your breath. If you feel anxiety or stress entering into your day, it is important to use your breathing as a way to calm yourself. First, catch yourself when you feel that icky sensation in the pit of your stomach and take a deep, centering belly breath. Inhale to 6 seconds, hold for 2, exhale to 7. Do this 4 to 5 times and feel the stress or anxiety leave with each breath. Now, I just want to warn you, if you're not used to doing that, please don't do it while driving in a car, while operating machinery or anything. Make sure you're sitting somewhere where you can relax. And if you feel a little bit lightheaded, because that's the first few times that you're doing this, you learn how to control it. So very important. Safety always comes first. The second part is use the stop, challenge, choose. This helps to shake off negative self-talk or break the non-productive loop that you're obsessing over. So true. And I use that daily. That is one of my most favorite tools, and it's working and it's serving me so much. And that's why I love to share it and give it to you. So it doesn't cost anything, but to just take a deep breath, align your thoughts, then stop what you were thinking, challenge the thought and ask yourself, is this even true? And then choose the behavior that serves you, that relaxes you, that makes you feel good and move forward. That's the way to go. The third one is take 5 to 10 minutes to meditate. Bring yourself present moment and a calming state. And there's a lot of it in habitsofhealth.com that you could actually find out there too. The thing is, meditate does not mean to be super religious or anything. It just means to calm yourself. Maybe walk around, do some movement, close your eyes, picture yourself either in a forest with clean air and fresh smelling scents of pine needles, or you're at the ocean and you smell the salt water and you hear the ocean waves, something that is calming to you. That's meditation. And there is, I put it in the cues at the bottom of the transcript, there is an app called Insight Timer. They have different meditations for different things and different lengths. It's free. You can also sign up for that and enjoy it. Morning ritual and jump start. The morning provides us the best time to set the tempo, focus, and energy for the coming day. In this period, we are moving from deep sleep and have ingrained the habit to awaken naturally, eager to start the day. I am a firm believer that each morning you have the opportunity to set the tone for the whole day, and research supports this notion. As we awaken, we can decide that will be a day that becomes a little better than yesterday in the key areas and habits we are working on. So we're talking about changing our habits, of course, to definitely, you know, make the best out of it. So how do you start your mornings? Well, for me, for example, it's the alarm goes off, and quite often I wake up just a few minutes before the alarm goes off, which is a really good sign. It means that I've slept well and I'm ready to go. So I turn off the alarm. I say my morning prayers. I read a chapter in Og Mandino's The Ten Ancient Scrolls, because each scroll is actually habit-changing. It helps me to change some negative habits into positive ones. And it takes 66 days to really change a habit and make it ingrained so it becomes natural. So that is what my morning is. Then I get up, do my self-care, get ready for the day. And at 7 o'clock, I've had my breakfast and I'm starting my first call with my accountability partner, then with a support group. And I can tell you my days have been fabulous just because I set myself up for success. So, yeah, the morning ritual is actually from slow to go. So under the sleep, the basal energy, deep sleep state is restorative, actually rejuvenate your body, you heal your body, you calm down your nervous system, you calm down your brain functions, you're really relaxed. Then you go to the transition, where you increase your energy, you awake a state of preparing for an awesome day, and then you go. And that's the high energy, highly focused in pursuit. So if you want more on that, I have a lot more, but I'm going to continue. awake, first, it is important to adjust the time you go to bed so that in a relatively short time you are awakening without the alarm. The difference is when we awake without someone or something controlling you, it supports your wishes versus someone else's. So it makes you feel better because you're in control of it. And then you learn how to calm yourself and align your body and your mind. You choose the desired outcome. You use motion. I get up every hour for 5 minutes and move around, either run up and down the stairs or do some jumping jacks or do some upper torso weightlifting or stretching or body things. But I bike a lot, so I don't need to work on the legs that much. Self-care is very important. That's first thing in the morning and last thing at night before going to bed. And to be ready. That is my thoughts, emotions, energy, priorities, and direction to have an optimal day. And that's what we're all actually working towards. We want to have optimal days. And we can use, of course, some stress reduction to help us throughout the day, which is number one, the deep breathing. Number two, the stop, challenge, choose. Number three, the meditation. It doesn't have to be long. 2-3 minutes is enough. And if you can't do it at work where you are sitting because people would say anything, do it during the bathroom break. They have to give you bathroom breaks. And you can also get my little book on Amazon. Just put my name in the subject line there and search for under my name, and it pops right up, and you can choose it there, and it has 15 chapters. I read the titles to you before, so you kind of know what's going on. Under stress reduction, I want to mention that when we're stressed, our brain can't function optimally, and when stress becomes chronic, it can decrease brain health and accelerate cellular aging. In fact, reducing the amount of stress in our life is so critical to the brain health that I've devoted the whole next section of this part to mental techniques that can help you relax and become more stress-free. This will allow you to take control of your life and choose the outcome that supports your long-term goal of a healthy brain and a healthy mind. That's actually out of a book from Dr. Scott Wayne Anderson. So, yeah, it's amazing. So the stress reduction, the relaxation response, now that you've seen how exercise can help reverse the ill effects of stress, let's add to your arsenal with some specific techniques to help you respond to stress whenever it occurs so you can take your brain back into its normal default state of relaxation. And I can tell you, my exercise routine is daily. I do my stretches and my upper body strength, and 4 times a week, I go biking 10 to 15, 16 miles each day when I go. And it is helping me so much. I'm tired after it, but my mind feels so good. My body says, thank you. And I'm in less pain when arthritis starts kicking in. I'm not 20 anymore. So there are a few little things. But it doesn't stress me out anymore because, number one, I know what it is. Number two, I know what I can do about. And number three, I am in control of stress. I won't allow stress to control me. That's what I want you to learn how to do also. So, yeah, just a few more little hints. A simple relaxation meditation. Step one, set aside 10 to 20 minutes when you can. Good choices might be in the morning during your model morning, before breakfast, or just before your evening meal, or during your twilight hour. Twilight hour is the hour before you get ready for bed. To find a cozy spot, a quiet, serene place where you can be alone with your thoughts without interruption. Make sure you get to turn off any electronic communication devices, Silence is the overriding principle. 3, sit up straight on the floor in a comfortable, relaxed position with your legs crossed. Alternatively, you may sit in a chair with your feet flat if sitting on the floor is difficult or uncomfortable for you. Place your hands together in your lap with your right hand resting in your left palm, palms up. Begin taking slow breaths using the abdominal breathing technique described throughout the system and on the habitsofhealth.com. Step 4, close your eyes and let any tension release. Imagine this stress is seeping out of every pore in your skin. Starting with your feet, relax your muscles all the way to the top of your head. And so forth. I mean, there's quite a few more. Then there's progressive relaxation for body and mind. And the last thing that people like to avoid, and it is one of the most important things, is if you can't do it on your own, be honest and get the why I'm here for. If you need help, I'll be more than happy to help you and journey with you towards a healthier life. So I touched on quite a few things, and I hope that you got some value out of this. I didn't want to go way too deep. As I said, I have included 2 links for the stress test that you can highlight, copy and paste into the URL, and then you can take the test again and see what they say about you. And I want to offer you a couple of gifts. The first one is a free health goal reset strategy session where we talk one-on-one and evaluate where you are with your health goals and how you're doing and where you need help. The second one is a free health e-newsletter that I send out weekly. So if you enjoy to cook healthy recipes, there's always a wonderful recipe in there. It's yummy. And some activities. So let me know and I'll send you that newsletter for free. And as I mentioned before, the insight timer for meditation. If you choose to be on my show, have questions, would like to take advantage of the gifts, send me an email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. Put the first 3 letters capitalized in the subject line, BTR for Blog Talk Radio, and then behind put the question, suggestion, or would like to be on the call as an expert or whatever it is, as long as it has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And I can promise you, just about anything that's of value can be turned around to one of those categories or to all 3 of those categories, because it is complete health, and complete health does actually ask for all 3 things, a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. So, again, I hope you had got some value out of this session, out of this episode. And I look forward to getting some feedback, because it always helps me to improve for the next episode. I would like to deliver what you need and what you want, if possible. And so I do need your feedback. Send it to my coach, Denise@ctdigest.net. And I'm going to say, until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.